wanted to get a chance to sit down with Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth, who we have on the phone right now here on WILO. Jason, good morning. We knew this was going to be a little tricky as we got started. What's the latest this morning, and what do we need the listeners to know?
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Just kind of wanted to go over a few things that I've noticed in the last couple, three hours. As you approach, we'll start first with the intersection of 28 and 39. As you approach coming from the south on 39, they have the turn lane and the northbound lane closed at 28-39 if you're going northbound. What I'm seeing there is people are still turning west off of 39 south, going north, and they're also getting into the southbound lane, which is the only lane that's open right now, and still wanting to go north with traffic that's coming south, which obviously is going to create a major accident there, and someone's going to get hurt. So, you know, what I first ask is that people steer clear of 28 and 39 going north all day long today, all day long tomorrow. Obviously, going south, people can continue because that lane is open to go southbound, and that's part of the detour from the 28 project that we're already working on, you know, with people coming off Clinton and things like that. But people are going to get hurt there at that. There's going to be a head-on collision because two people are trying to use the same lane. And they're also trying to, if you understand what I'm saying, when they're trying to go north, they're wanting to turn west.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the southbound lane. And one of these, sometime in the next 2 days, somebody's going to get hurt. And that's my biggest concern right now is people are still trying to go northbound in the southbound lane while people are driving south and still trying to turn west when there's not a turn lane there to use. So if you're going on 39 south, local traffic, for sure. Obviously, we're doing the best we can to keep semis out of there, but
mm-hmm.
local traffic needs to stay away from that intersection for 2 days. That is imperative.
We've been talking about this for the last week or two. I think you even gave us a heads up, maybe as far away as 3 weeks ago. Now, is the signage correct? So if you are in that area, Jason, of course, like you said, if you're a local, stay away. But if you follow the signs and the detours, is that correct to where you just follow that and you'll be okay?
Yes, I drove. I drove out to Antioch mm-hmm. and further south, or further, further south. The signage out there is very clear. I drove out 28 to 29, and then down 29 to Michigantown Blacktop. It's very clear that you need to continue north to Michigantown Blacktop and come in that way if you're a semi or any vehicle for that matter. But those, most of the time, those signs are strictly for semi traffic that's not local.
Right.
And I think it's very well marked out there. I haven't went out west, but I haven't really been concerned with out west. I'm concerned with the eastbound traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very well marked. I'm actually having my guys put a detour sign together out here at 200 south and 39, so semis can see that and turn to the west and go west away from the city that way, maybe, to help things out a little bit. Obviously, they'll have to go further west than Prairie because you can't get out on the 28 at Prairie right now, but you can go out Armstrong Road to 200 west or to 300 west or 350 west and go back to 28 that way.
But, yeah, dumps you out on 28 out there.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
It's just, you're just going to have to go further than Prairie, which originally was a detour that we had set up. It's closed.
So. Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just worried that someone's not going to see someone coming from the south with a green light, and they're getting into that southbound lane and trying to go across the intersection, and we're just waiting for a head-on to happen and someone to get really hurt. The other thing that I've noticed, that we had to change up, and I'm not sure if we're going to keep it that way, for the entirety of the project, but we have shut down the westbound lane at the jog at Hoke because we're still getting some semis to come in, and obviously they once they get past Hoke, they have nowhere to go. So we have closed the westbound lane of Walnut or 28 at Hoke in hopes that, you know, people will start adhering to the outlying detours at 29 and go down to Michigantown Blacktop like they're supposed to. But the only way we can do anything with trucks that get to Hoke is to send them down Hoke to Washington Avenue and Washington Avenue back downtown.
Right.
Or, you know, if they have to go north or whatever. But we're, you know, we thought that might be something that we might end up doing for the entirety of that eastbound project or the east side project.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't decided that yet. But I think there was a nixle that was sent out by Central Dispatch on that this morning.
Yes, there was.
The other thing that we've ran into is we had people coming in off the Jackson Street entrance of CVS, cutting through, trying to get over to Walnut Street, coming out there in front of H&R Block and by the county jail.
Mm-hmm.
I've now called EMB and Fox and asked them to shut that entrance down there, and we had a truck drive through the parking lot of Ivy Tech on the Walnut Street, up and over a curb, almost ran over a tree. So I am shutting that entry to Ivy Tech down, but there's still obviously the top entrance of Ivy Tech where you can park at, and then the bottom, you can get in down the ramp there into that parking lot still. But the entrance off of Walnut to CVS and to Ivy Tech, we are going to close because we're getting people that get into that parking lot and have no way of getting out. We had three semis in the CVS's parking lot today.
Wow.
And once they get in there, they were able to get out of there. But obviously right now it's early. CVS isn't really crowded. But as work starts to get off, noontime comes around, people are running there for lunch to do, you know, do things they need to do. It's going to get
right.
crowded in there, and there's no place for them to go. So
you said
unfortunately, you can't close both entrances down. So they're, you know, we're
right.
hoping that the trucks don't go in there, but we definitely can't have them getting out on the Walnut where everybody's working at. So
you said those entrances are going to be cut off. Is that just for the couple days, or will that be a long term thing?
That will just be for the 2 days.
Okay.
Because, you know, once we open northbound up, I don't think that should be a problem. Now, we'll keep a close eye on it and see if it continues to be. But I think it's a lot of northbound or if it's eastbound traffic that's trying to get there, cutting across there, then we may end up having to shut it down
mm-hmm.
for the entirety. But those, you know, those are two things that we noticed. And I don't know how in the world the semi got up the ramp, you know, at the ramp on the south side of Ivy Tech, the one I'm talking about there.
Yes.
The semi came in off of Walnut and went up that ramp
and somehow was
able to get up there, obviously going over curbing and things like that. But by the time I got there, I got a call, and by the time I got there, it was gone. But that's kind of how all that came about. But those are kind of the things I wanted to talk to everybody about. But mainly, you know, obviously what I said last night at Board of Works and City Council is if you can't, you don't have to be downtown in that intersection today, then don't go there.
Yeah, it's just a couple days, right?
Yeah, a couple days, and you can get in other ways. You can take Hoke to Clinton, Hoke to Washington to get downtown, you know, coming from the east and things like that. There's ways to get around it, but I'm just worried, you know, for someone to get into a head-on collision at that intersection.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, you know, because, I mean, you got two lanes of traffic trying to drive in one lane.
Yeah.
And they were just asking for trouble. So.
And again, follow the signs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very well, you know, especially for local traffic, it's very well, signs are up there that show, you know, when you get there, there's road barriers right across the northbound lane and the turn lane. And like I said, I watched five or six that were coming from the south continue to go north in the southbound lane when I was down there at that Ivy Tech situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just waiting for, you know, someone's not going to see somebody. And I've seen five people, had to be five, turn left, coming obviously out of the southbound lane, coming and turning west, and they had to be running a red light because it was a green light going the other way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So they ran a stoplight.
Right.
So we just, you know, it's just, you know, I unfortunately, you know, Main Street, Columbia Street's the only street right there that's open, close to there, so use Columbia if you have to cut across through downtown. You know, Main Street's closed right now, too, so it's a mess, but like I said, Columbia's available, or if you need to go to Hoke or even, you know, east of O'Neill is open to get, you know, back to the jog. I mean, that the eastbound lane's still open at the jog. It's just right. The westbound lane's closed.
Right, right. Well, Jason, we appreciate your time, and we just ask for everyone's patience and follow the detours. And, boy, again, if you're local, there are ways around. Just do what we're asking, right?
Yep. Yeah, hopefully after these 2 days and northbound lane opens back up, things will smooth out a little bit there. But obviously the eastbound lane is going to continue to be closed. So, like you said, just use your patience and take your time and bear with us here for at least through these next couple of days so we can get the northbound lane open back up. But be prepared for a lot of work being done on the east side of Jackson for quite some time.
All right. Jason, appreciate your time, and feel free to give us a call anytime you think it's warranted, okay?
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the help.
Thank you.